Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Hurtin phone conference line.
Actually, I want to go over some of the basics here, but I then want to cover some of the things that just came out of my latest Blaylock Wellness report that has to do with our meals. So, Ruth, if you could put up our chart again, which I started out with the best of intentions last week, and told everybody that I was going to keep track of this journaling. I could probably save this report for tomorrow, but I didn't do so good this week. I just grabbed my chart and looked, and actually only filled it out 2 days. So, my bad. I'm going to do better this week. But here we go. I guess I thought I knew it all by heart, but it's still better to have this out in front of us and keep track. Okay, we know, I think, well, we may have some new people on the phone, so let's cover it again. We want to strive for a perfect 10-day, and the way we get our 10 points is, number one, we want to drink our prime egg water. Now, this is 8 8-ounce servings or more is what's on this chart. However, good rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces. And so 8 8-ounce servings would be great for a 128-pound person. If you weigh more than that, you want to up your water intake. Plus, if you're exercising, which I hope you are, you want to increase your uptake of Pymeg water. I live in Arizona. It's been very hot forever. And for the last couple of months, well over 110. And so I add another quart to what I normally would take. And I keep little pennies in a double spoon dish on my counter. And every time that I take a new glass of water, I move my penny from the right to the left so I can keep track, and I can come and document them on this little chart before the end of the day. So make sure we get water, but that's probably the most important, one of the most important things, and that's probably why it's number one up there. Number two, get good Meekin sleep. We covered that last week about our sleep system and also our new sleep mask that is also helping us from or helping us to get a good night's sleep. Just the teeniest bit of light interferes with the pineal gland, and so that could be a little tiny bit of light from even the moon shining in your window, or little alarm clock on the side of the bed or something. So wear your sleep mask to bed. Absolutely wonderful. Comfortable, washable, fits nice, and a great buy. And there's a brand new Dynaflux magnetic technology there, and look at how the magnets are all around those areas with where your sinuses. A lot of people have a lot of sinus problems. I just think that it's wonderful because it's surrounding our eyes. So and if you're in a family of two, let's see, the mask is $79 wholesale, but you can get two of them for $110. What a deal. So even if you get two, even if you live alone, you can buy one and or buy two and then use one and sell one. And so anyway, great, great brand new mask. Okay, so that covers our Meekin sleep, and that is all the research we've been doing. By gum, we should be getting close to 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. I know Ruth has said that since she's been using that sleep mask, she is sleeping much, much better. Exercise. We want to get at least 30 minutes exercise every day. I found a cute little article on the 20 benefits of walking. I'll send that to Ruth, and she can send it out. I'm not going to go over that this morning, but just kind of common sense stuff and why I absolutely love to walk. But anyway, we need to do that 30 minutes a day, and that could be 3 10-minute increments, a couple of 15-minute increments, but 30 minutes or more. And then we want to journal. And basically, this chart, if we're keeping track, this counts as our journaling. Because in the boxes down below, we can write down what it is we're eating. Actually, approximate time might be nice, too, in this little yellow section when you have your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. And And also a couple of snacks throughout the day, your choice. It can be small, but those are important, too, for keeping our blood sugar stable throughout the day. So today, I'm going to kind of cover the foods a little bit, but first I want to talk about the latest Blaylock Wellness Report that just came out. Oh, nutritionals. Thank you, Ruth. Yes, there we go. We definitely need to take our nutritionals. And here are some of the recommended nutritionals on here. You know what? We have a brand new nutritional pack, don't we, Ruth? That's a special, and I forgot what all is in it. How bad. I should have printed it off, but I ran out of ink in my printer. So I did not do that. But anyway, we will want to take a look at that and maybe bring that on one of the other calls this week. But great ones, digestion, liver support, body balance, of course, and Ken's Omega Daily, which is our added vegetables, Jade Greenzyme, Theaga Progesterol, Lactoferrin Gold, Osteodense. You know, these are products that are necessary for our health. So you get a point for taking your nutritional. So here we go. You can see Ruth has the number right next to it. So when you do your PyMag water, there's 1 point. Your sleep is 2. Exercise, 3. Nutritional, 4. Journaling, 5. And then here's your get 5 points for your meals, or your 3 meals and your 2 snacks. So very, very helpful there. And the next thing, Ruth, probably that I'd like you to put up would be the block chart. The brand new Blaylock report, and this might be redundant, but I think that we need to go over it a little bit, is that the two leading killers in the United States are heart attacks and strokes. And they're diseases of the cardiovascular system, which includes the blood vessels not only supplying the heart and the brain, but also pumping blood to the rest of our body. Heart disease kills more than 500,000 people a year, and strokes are claiming 150,000. Pardon me. So that's about half a million people a year, and 150,000 with strokes. Now those figures are only the people that have died from those tragic events. But there's a far greater number of people who are suffering disorders involving the cardiovascular system. So we've got hypertension, 76 million. 8 million had a heart attack that didn't die. 9 million with angina pectoris. 7 million people had a stroke, and 6 million developed heart failure. So, wow, that's a lot of people. So we need to really focus on keeping our heart, our cardiovascular system healthy. It says for most of these disorders, the risk go up tremendously as we age, but surprisingly, heart disease was also the third leading cause of death for those people aged between 25 to 44. I'm going to repeat that. The third leading cause of death for people from 25 years old to 44. And he says when he saw that age group dying from cardiovascular disease, it was the furthest thing from his mind. Death from heart disease was by far the highest after the age of 65, and even between ages 45 to 65, it's second on the list. Well, so heart disease is the one thing that we definitely want to work. You know, we want to keep a good cardiovascular system. Okay, so some of the common factors in heart disease. He talked about different, you know, parts of the world. Nations with the highest incidence of death rates from cardiovascular disease and stroke is in the Eastern European nations and Russia. And that's been attributed to high rates of, well, alcohol abuse, smoking, and very high levels of stress, especially during the communist era, when industrial pollution was extremely heavy in the larger cities. There is compelling evidence that pollution causes rapid advanced atherosclerosis. You know, I was going to look that up this morning to make sure, find out how I can pronounce it. But anyway, it's hardening of the arteries and inflammation, and inflammation in the heart muscle. Adding considerably to the harmful effects of a bad diet, heavy smoking, and alcoholism. And so if we examine the nations and groups with the highest rates of this cardiovascular disease, the common set of factors include diabetes and prediabetes, hypertension, high sugar intake, and a low intake of fresh vegetables, and also low magnesium intake. So he talks a lot in this letter about diabetes and prediabetes. I think it'll be wonderful if we cover that another day. I know we've talked about it quite a bit, and also I think a lot of, I mean, tons of people are in the pre-diabetes range and don't even realize it. So I wanted to jump over to what to eat for heart health. He says, now that we know the main culprit in cardiovascular disease is inflammation, the next is to understand how to reduce inflammation, neutralize free radicals, increase flow of blood in the vessels, and reduce the risk of blood clotting. How can we accomplish these things with our diet? Well, number one is avoid omega-6 fats. And Ruth has got, our omega-6 fats, they have been advertised as heart-healthy fats, including corn, safflower, sunflower, peanut, and soybean oils. But they are not heart-healthy. In fact, these oils are converted in the body into a chemical called a very long word, PGE2, which causes widespread inflammation. My goodness, I think if we just stop and think, that stuff is in every salad dressing that, you know, if we buy our salad dressing off the counter, that's off the store shelf, that we're going to find those ingredients there. It says Americans eat about 50 times more of these fats than is essential for good health. And most processed foods, even supposed health foods, are using these oils. Okay, so one, avoid omega-6 fats. Two, eat at least 10 servings of nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables each day. I don't know about you guys. I don't have any trouble at all getting my fruit. In fact, at one point, I ate so many fruit that my triglycerides went way up. So I really need to focus on limiting my fruits to 1 to 2 servings a day. One of them, I've told you I like to have my apple as, you know, my snack. I sprinkle my protein powder and so forth on there. So I like to have my apple and cinnamon I sprinkle on it, too. I like to have my apple for my snacks, and we do put some fruit in our smoothie in the morning. So I'm really going to focus on having more nutrient-dense vegetables each day. So Ruth's chart, if you flip it over here, is right on the ball. It says for loose vegetables such as lettuce, he says eat at least 10 servings of nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables a day. Okay, so for loose vegetables such as lettuce, 1 cup equals a serving. For denser vegetables like broccoli, 1/2 cup is a serving. And I also had heard at one time, when I went to a diet that paid a lot of money on a diet to lose weight, that when my vegetables were cooked, 1/2 cup was a serving, and I think that was because when they get cooked, they turn into sugar faster. So cooked was 1/2 cup, and raw was a cup. Now, Dr. Blaylock is saying for denser vegetables such as broccoli, a half a cup is a serving. Studies have shown that people under age 70, if you're under the age of 70, 10 servings is optimal. But for people over 70, up to 15 servings are beneficial. And he says, because this is a lot of fruits and vegetables to eat every day, I recommend blenderizing at least some of your vegetables so you can drink them. This also greatly improves nutrient absorption. So there we go. Add our vegetables to our smoothie. So I'm going to really focus on putting more vegetables in my smoothie than I've been doing. I know Karen does that. Good for you. Good for Karen. It says choose the most nutrient-dense vegetables like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and kale. And it's important to steam these cruciferous vegetables first to neutralize the thyroid-suppressing protein found in them. Now, I believe, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, I believe what he's saying there is if we're going to eat them, but that if we do blenderize them, I don't believe we need to steam them first. Am I right on that?
I would hope not.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would be sure.
I would hope that you would not steam your vegetables.
Right. And I think Monty talked about that, and I can't remember exactly, forgive me, but it seemed to me it had something to do with breaking it down so that we could absorb better. Was that right, Monty? I know you're there.
Yes, and also... The chopping of the broccoli, the cauliflower, those type of things, it actually starts the process of a better digestion because the enzymes are released that are beneficial to the body by chopping them up. So blenderizing, to me, would be a perfect way.
Okay, so the only time we need to steam those then would be if we were just eating them, if we wanted to eat them. Okay, and that was because of the thyroid-suppressing protein that's found in them. Okay, avoid white breads. Now, I think we all have learned our lesson about that. Commercial breads, including many advertised as healthful, contain harmful additives. The healthiest loaf of bread you can eat is one that you make yourself. And he says, eat no more than one slice a day. You should also avoid biscuits, pancakes, except for the one recipe that we're going to be getting here from Joan. He says you want to avoid biscuits, pancakes, and other baked goods with baking powder because they're high in aluminum. Avoid commercial and artificial sweeteners, substances such as aspartame, neotame, Splenda, and related products are not good for your body. Now, he mentions, you guys probably already know about this, stevia and Just Like Sugar are safe. Now, I use a lot of stevia, but Just Like Sugar. Does anybody on the call use Just Like Sugar? Well, I'm going to find this because he says the company that makes Just Like Sugar also has several excellent sugar substitutes for baking. So, let's find out about that. Avoid commercial salad dressings. These products often contain omega-6 oils, such as canola. They're easily oxidized and increase your risk of severe hardening of the arteries. Use only extra virgin olive oil or coconut oil.
Yay!
It says several companies will add your favorite spice or herb to the oils, such as garlic or rosemary, and these herbs prevent oxidation of the small amount of omega-6 oils in olive oil. Spices are healthy for you, and we've talked about spices such as turmeric, thyme, rosemary, cinnamon, and others. Not only have powerful antioxidant effects, they are also antibacterial, improve insulin resistance, and protect your heart and brain. They can help you avoid the damaging effect of artificial additives such as MSG, hydrolyzed proteins, and caseinate. And I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that is that one that's in dairy, C-A-S-E-I-N-A-T-E. And when we read the China study, that was the one thing that just really scared me, that was the one thing that that Dr. Caldwell could turn when in tests, he was turning cancer on and off with that, just that one ingredient, that casein. Now, was somebody trying to say something there?
I was just going to say it kills over 5% of casein eaten by rats as their diet, which is their required study diet. Over 5%, 100% died. Under 5%, zero died. The end. The end of discussion. No casein.
Okay.
No, or less than 5% of your diet, of your calories.
Okay. Thank you, Joan. Okay, number 7, get plenty of fiber. By controlling absorption, fiber plays a major role in carbohydrate metabolism, and if you increase your intake of vegetables and legumes, beans and peas, and add some fruits, you will keep a healthy balance of vegetable fiber, which is the most beneficial kind. And avoid all excitotoxin food additives. He's explained how glutamate receptors on the cells lining the arteries, called the endothelium, can become overactivated by such additives. When this happens, it damages the delicate layer of cells, generating storms of free radicals and causing acceleration of disheartening of the arteries. This results in high risk of heart attack, stroke, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, and damage to the heart muscle. Can also put you at great risk for developing an irregular heartbeat, which can lead to sudden cardiac arrest. So I would say that we, thank goodness, we have Ruth that put together our wonderful charts, and now it's just our job to make sure that we, you know, increase our vegetable intake and make sure that we're really using this block chart. Now, when we talk about the block chart for a woman, most of us, I know I would like to release some pounds. I think some of us on the call would, but some of us on the call are just here because we want to be healthy. But for releasing the pounds, we want to limit our intake too of these foods. So we need to, for a woman, to keep it in balance, we want to have 3 of these blocks at each meal. That would be 3 of your protein, 3 blocks of carbohydrates, and 3 blocks of fat. And for a man, it would be 4 blocks of each, carbohydrates, protein, and fat. And we want to have 3 meals a day. Now, a snack, and it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, is a block of each. 1 block of carbs, 1 block of protein, and 1 block of fat. So actually, my little apple that I've been doing for years, by cutting it up for my snack, sprinkling on my protein powder, sprinkling on my cinnamon, every time I read these articles, it just reaffirms that that is absolutely a perfect snack for me. And then I might grab a couple of almonds or, a couple of nuts. So, and then, of course, also here, Ruth has these color-coded so that we know what are the least alkaline and, or the most alkaline and what are the most acidic, and it goes by the colors. And, so we want to try to balance that. We want to stay, try to keep in the middle. So if we are eating our vegetables that are going to be very alkaline and our couple of fruits a day that are going to be alkaline, then we balance that by having our servings of our protein, which are more in the acidic range. I think salmon is not quite as bad as some of the other chicken. But anyway, so you see here how you can put a meal together, load your plate with lots of vegetables and we've got least acidic, for instance, up here for meat and poultry, because I do believe that we need this protein. Look at your eggs. And where was salmon? Salmon, I think, was the least acidic.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's on here. I don't see it.
I think I saw it the other day. Here it is. It is. It's in the last column under calamari. Salmon, third one down under crab meat. Salmon is 1.5 ounces, would be a block. So for a woman, that is, see if I can do this, 4.5 ounces for a serving. It would be 6 ounces for a man. And then load your plate with those vegetables. And be sure to be throwing some more vegetables into our smoothies. I know we've been on this kale kick. I told Larry, I think we're going to have to double our kale in the morning. So, but at least we're, for the first time in our life, eating kale. Okay, anybody have anything they want to, pardon me?
I have a question.
Okay.
Actually, two questions. You said that I'm sometimes half of my Dr. Blaylock report, so I didn't get one. But did you say that... he said to only eat 1/2 cup of broccoli?
No. That would be one serving. That would be a serving size. Glad you brought that up. No, remember he said if we're over 70, we should, which we're not. But, okay, if we're under 70, we should have 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And so then he talked about the serving size. So here you've got 4 cups of broccoli there. That'd actually be your four, that'd be 8 servings. That'd be eight of those servings.
Didn't you say that if you was on some kind of a diet and they recommended that if it was cooked, it should only be that a serving was 1/2 cup?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Is that what you asked me, Ruth? Cooked broccoli, cooked vegetables.
Well, I can understand the cooked, it just sort of shrinks, and so I had to realize it was, yeah, it still has the same things as when it was raw, but still, I'm trying to figure out what, we're talking about blocks, and then we're trying to interrelate them to servings, and so...
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I probably would not sit down and have 4 cups of broccoli as one of my blocks. I'd probably only have 1/2 cup of broccoli and tons of leafy greens, you know, and then just mix them all up. But the thing is, it almost looks like, you know, your broccoli could be unlimited. But then again, that's one of the, things that should be steamed or blended.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other question you said?
The other one was, what did Dr. Blaylock say about the stevia? You said something about, what did that relate to stevia? Was that, or what was?
No, he said, okay, to avoid the commercial artificial sweeteners, but he said stevia and just like sugar are safe.
Okay.
Those are
and
the two that we can use.
Particularly for baking, just like sugar, he thought was okay. Particularly,
yep.
He said, for baking.
Yep, he said the company that makes just like sugar also has several excellent sugar substitutes for baking.
Mary Lou, this is Margaret. I have a question about stevia.
Uh-huh.
I have a question about stevia. You mentioned the artificial sweetener. And a few days ago, I was in Kroger's, and I usually read the labels, but I didn't. The stevia, I just picked up this box that says stevia in the raw. And when I looked, the ingredients are 2, dextrose and stevia leaf extract. And I have a
question. On the ingredients, it says dextrose first?
Dextrose is first. And stevia leaf extract is the second ingredient. I just thought stevia was stevia, and I didn't look at the ingredients. It says stevia in the raw.
Okay, you guys, dextrose, isn't that just a sugar?
It's sickening, yes.
Yeah, take it back, Margaret. Tell them they're, they, and show them that they are mislabeling.
And you don't want, you wanted to buy stevia, not dextrose.
Yeah, because I've got 50 packets.
Oh,
my gosh. Take it back.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mary Lou, I'm
wow.
on a...
Yes, Joan.
I'm not there yet, but I'm an advocate for just forget the sugar. Forget the sugar substitutes. Sugar substitutes, that's just keeping a chain to sugar, okay? And if you eat that pancake, okay, you have more sugar than you, I mean, it is so decadent, you're gonna faint, you know, and if you cut a slice of nectarines on the top of it, the grandchildren will love you forever, okay, if you have that for Sunday. Alright, so now, I wanna make a pitch for us to have 11 points a day. And the point that needs to be added is taking your detoxing. Taking that detox. Why does Joan always say this? Because of that three-word sentence. Toxins inhibit enzymes. Why do we care about that? Because enzymes kill free radicals. Okay, we just heard about reducing inflammation and reducing free radicals. Okay, now, Mary Lou, I love you. I wish you were my neighbor. I would give you my old juicer. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, I probably eat 20 pounds of vegetables a day by juicing. I have the nutrients. Okay, I can eat. So now here, if you would just get one from an estate sale, okay? I mean, even if it's a centrifugal one, that's okay too. You know, I mean, it's better than not having one. Here is a juice for a snack that you will love. Carrots, kale, your apple, and greenzyme.
Oh, yum.
It is a snack. I mean, I'm salivating right now. I can hardly wait till we're done because I'm going to go eat some of that. Kale, incidentally, is that flavor when juiced. That's in, if you ever liked V8 juice, there's an interesting top note in the flavor in a V8 juice, and it's kale. And it only takes 5 or 6 leaves. Okay? So, Ruth, could we get a over-the-top gold star walk on water, you know, point? Not a point. Get, you know, gold star walk on water. A gold star if you take your detox product.
Okay, that's more of a detox than our liver support, then.
No, you have a detox. Take your liver support. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You didn't mention that. You don't get points for taking your liver support.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to spank every one of you because you take all this other good stuff, nutrients, and toxins inhibit your nutrients.
Okay,
so,
good.
So get, you know, double your bang for your buck or whatever. I don't know how to put it. Okay, so you want to detox. Now, if you're not going to take a coffee enema, and I understand, you know, it's not, you know, people don't like that idea. Take your detox product and get a juicer and put your greenzymes in your, you know, put... What does he say? 10 servings? Put 5 servings in the morning. Put 5 servings of vegetables and juice them with an apple. Okay? Or 2 apples. Okay? And you put that in a jar. Okay? And it's the best water. It's even better water than Pymag water because your vegetables, which are organic, have filtered the toxic water. Okay? So you're eating, your water becomes a part of your water, part of your fluid. Your juices become, you know, from the cells. Anyway.
How many carrots?
Oh.
Because that can be overpowering.
No, that's sweet. Oh, if it's overpowering, put a lemon in.
Okay.
The juice of a lemon. Okay. But two big carrots, 3 medium-sized carrots, and 1 apple. That's kind of the balance, okay? And, you know, couple of kale leaves, okay, and your apple, your favorite apple,
yep.
And the carrots, the basic thing is the carrot and apple. And the apple stops, if you think carrots are overpowering, too much sugar, you know, too much strong flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that? Granny Smith apple balances mm-hmm. that. And if that's not good enough, put a lemon in it. Let the juice of a lemon. You know, oh gosh, a fruit. Heavens to Betsy. anyway, but mix the green zyme into that. It is so good. It is so good. You'll say, I'm making more of this.
Okay. Do I really need a juicer when I have a Vitamix?
You need a juicer because you can't handle that much fiber. Because you don't stop eating salads. I eat a salad at least once a day, sometimes two. And how big is that salad? That's my meal. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I get so hungry for that salad. Well, actually, I cut up a few pieces of shrimp or a few pieces of salmon. I quickly cook a few pieces of salmon to put on the top. But that salad is the size of your biggest dinner plate, mounded.
Okay? Yeah, that's how we eat salads, too.
And I get so hungry for it because I use organic vegetables and ripe. Now that's ripe. Oh, the tomatoes and the cucumbers are to die for now. You know, but yes, you need a juicer. Yes, you need a juicer. Do I need
what's your favorite juicer?
You don't buy the one I bought because it's way too much money. there is one. I'll send you. If I rebought, I would buy this one. I'm sorry, it costs too much money. Don't buy one. Go to an estate sale. Don't buy one. Go to an estate sale. Call your local estate sale person that runs estate sales and say, hey, I love you. I love your work. I can't go to all of your estate sales. I'm looking for a juicer. You have one, call me. I can spend up to, $100.
What's the name of it?
It's a brand new one, and what I'm going to do, again, Ruth, I'll send you an email with a link to it. It's the one that it's the best making coconut milk and oil one, and I think it's probably better than mine. I have the Walker juicer from, that the guy that worked with Gerson, perfected. It tertiates. It chews up stuff. And then you press
$1,900, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like Larry's cousin had one, yes.
Yeah, well, get Larry's cousins. You know, the people that buy juicers, the bulk of them, are intelligent enough to know that they need it, but then they don't use it. You know, it's like people that buy... they should be taking Nikon. They sign up, they take it a couple of months, and then they just don't do it because they just like that McDonald's. there it sits.
Wow.
Yes, you need a juicer. Yes, you need a juicer. That Jack LaLanne juicer,
read two
Cuisinart.
How much?
$25. Brand new.
Oh. Wow.
Any juicer is better than no juicer. It will not juice coconut milk, okay? But take a baby step. Take a baby step. How far away do you live in Arizona or something, right? I'm not sending you a juicer. Forget it.
No, but we have a wonderful Goodwill store over here, and people down here, a lot of stuff goes there when people are dying and so forth.
Yeah, can you take
that
back? Can you take it back? Can you take something back if you plug it in at home and it doesn't work?
Oh, I don't know.
Plug it in at the store.
I mean, it's a good
idea.
The one thing that stops me from getting electrical things, and I can never seem to find an output. You just need to turn it on and make sure it works.
Uh-huh, I never thought of that.
And listen, if you get one and don't know how to, or having trouble with it, you can call me. I'll talk you through how to do it, what to do, if you want to. I mean, I want people to juice so badly because it's the only way you're really going to be able to flood your body with nutrients. That's what Nikon does. Floods the body with nutrients. That's half of it, and take your detox. Get rid of the toxins. Take your detox.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joan.
Weight loss is going to be a side effect, Mary Lou. A side effect. You won't even be, it'll be a side effect.
All right. Okay, there's Steve.
Hey, Mary Lou.
Yes, Steve.
I apologize for making noise here. One of the things you need to worry about as far as if you're taking a vegetable like kale, and this is probably large amounts of it, but if you take it for, continuously, there are, it's penales that are in it, and it actually will produce a poisoning in your body if you take it 2-3 months at a time. So you want to trade off, take some kale, take some collards, just don't use it every day for month after month after month. Victoria Polinko, in her raw book, talks about that, so just so that you're aware of it.
Oh my gosh, no, I wasn't aware of it. Thank you.
I think that's what they talk about steaming it. It has that thyroid suppressing stuff.
True.
Oh, good thing we have these calls.
Yeah, I use two or three leaves, and I do it. I'm not big on kale. I do it every once in a while. And I put two or three leaves in a quart of juice, which I'll drink that day.
Okay. Well, there we go. Great call. Thank you, Joan, for all that information. Thank you, Steve, for warning me about that kale.
I know that both Char and I had poisoned ourselves, and when I ran onto that, it made a huge difference for both of us.
Wow. Okay.
Were you eating, Steve, when you got into trouble?
Oh, half a bunch a day.
Oh, okay. And were you steaming it or eating it raw?
Just juicing it.
Juicing it?
Actually not juicing it, but using it in a smoothie. I'd take 20 ounces of water and an apple,
He's on that bus. He's on
okay,
that
sorry about that. Yeah,
that's
so,
okay.
But anyway, enough kale and maybe one other fruit that would make 2 quarts of drink. And so...
Yeah. Just because I juice, I eat fiber. I mean, I eat raw vegetables all the time too. It's not. Yes, you need that fiber, but you need to flood your body with nutrients. Particularly if you're starting out on something, and far more than you could handle eating. Even there's no way I could eat 3 pounds of carrots a day. who could do that? You could juice it.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, we're past time. Goodness, it's 7:45. It's 7:45 in Arizona, and I think it is in Pacific Northwest as well, until you guys change your clocks and confuse me. But anyway, thank you for everybody that shared on the call this morning, and I hope that you found this beneficial. I think the most important thing is that we definitely want to... I know I need to up my intake of vegetables, so thank you, Joan, for the juicing part of that. It's always been easy for me to grab a fruit, and I love fruit. I think most people do, and I just really have to focus on upping my vegetable intake. So, yep. And I do know that a Kenzen Mega Daily also, it comes from vegetables. Now, what we need to do, maybe I better read the literature and find out how many servings that counts for. Because our Mega Dailies are whole food, and they also are vegetables. So, okay, everybody, tomorrow is Terrific Tuesday, Transparent Terrific Tuesday, and we will have Karen and maybe Donna, hopefully Donna on here tomorrow.
Yep,
so,
Donna is our... tech person who goes into all the details like Joan does. I don't go into details.
Yeah, just go buy a juicer and use it.
Okay, you guys. Have a super duper day and a great weekend. We'll hear you again tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Thank you. I'm going to ask a question. You guys have to ask a question. You can stay and listen or not. Can I ask you a couple questions?
Okay, yes.
A problem I've had with a juicer before is that I had one and it had these thought kind of a filter, and so the filter caught the fiber inside of the centrifugal.
That's the one I would say. That's the one I had, and I would send it to Mary Lou. I don't use that anymore,
well,
but go ahead.
To anybody.
Yeah,
because if you could only juice a little bit, and then you had too much fiber, and you couldn't get the rest of the juice out, and it was a big fat hassle. And so I want to know how.
Right.
Where does the fiber go in
Bleach
Blender? What's the best one as far as
right? And you got a knockoff. You must have not gotten the one I got because I could juice it until there was so much thick stuff. I mean, I could juice 2 gallons of carrots in there without changing that, okay? And I ended up not using that filter paper, but never mind that. Let's see. I will email you what I think now is the best. Here's the point. The very best thing to do, and I agree with this, but it's not worth the money. I paid the money. It's not, I mean, it's too much, is to tertiate, crush up, shred, okay? Shred the vegetable or the fruit or whatever, and then it's a 2-step process. Press it out. You put the shredded cup of the shredded stuff or 2 cups of the shredded stuff into a, wrap it up in a cloth thing and press the juice out. And then the fiber stays behind in the sheet and just flops out into the worm bin. Not garbage, worm bin. Okay, so there's a second one, and this is the one I'm going to email you. I'll find the link because I'm not going to buy it because it's crazy, but it makes coconut milk and coconut oil, which will cost you, you can get a pint of coconut oil for $3 instead of $13. Okay.
What about, I have a thing that makes, rice milk and,
okay, I'm going to send you 2 things. Okay, I'm going to send you an email with
it. It has to be quick and easy. Put it in and let it do it.
Okay. With your food processor, you can make coconut milk. You cannot make coconut oil, but you can make coconut milk. And if you fiddle with it, you can get some of the oil to float to the top and skim that off, but it's nowhere near as much as Monty eats, so forget it. But at any rate, I will email you again the juicer because as you put the stuff through, dropping down, it will be the fibers. It's like a screw. I'll send you an email that's a video of it, okay?
Okay.
And how to get it, okay? And one end, the juice comes out as juice. And the other end, the fiber drops off.
That's what I want, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that is what you want. And it's like, you know, oh, it's not a tenth of what I paid, but it's, you know, $200 maybe. Okay, which is a big bunch of money. So that's why I say go to an estate sale. You know,
yeah.
And get it for, you know, $50. Anyway.
Okay.
Joan?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Donna. You know what's really good in that quick that you were mixing with the carrots, the Granny Smith apple, the kale, and ginger is wonderful in it.
Yeah, my basic juice, my carrot, I have a green juice that I drink that I add the green zymes, the green jades to, the green zyme thing too. My basic juice is carrot, apple, lemon, and ginger. And I put all that through the juicer and press it out, and it is awesome. And then I added the kale to it.
Okay, so carrot, lemon, and apples, your basic one is?
Carrot and apple, equal portions. If you want to do it by weight, equal weight, carrot and apple, plus lemon, one whole lemon, and...
Do you peel the lemon?
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. You don't want any of that oil.
Okay.
You don't want any of that oil. In fact, you know, the ideal thing is really to, because when you peel it, you get it on your hands, you know, and you don't want that oil because it has some doobads in it. I forget the names of them. But at any rate, you don't have to put lemon juice through a juicer, you know, I mean, lemon, you can do one of those hand squeezy deals. You cut the thing in half and you twist that thing around, you know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing that I put in a drink was, in that same drink, besides the ginger, I put that Lakewood, I think it's called, coconut juice. It's wonderful.
You know, I haven't started putting in my coconut. I've got two coconuts in which I've got to get around to as soon as I get my tomatoes in. I got to get around to doing that, but I have not started to add in coconut milk as part of a liquid, you know, either a smoothie with the juices or anything. I haven't started incorporating the coconut stuff in there. You know, I'm definitely going to try it.
So do you think the Jack LaLanne is good enough to go ahead and use, or what recommend?
Well, okay, the only reason to go to a two-process juicer is because air degrades enzymes, and every centrifugal, you know, spinning juicer, every one, puts a lot of air into the enzymes, you know, exposes the enzymes to a lot of air.
Right. Which would you recommend then? I know the one that Gershon recommend. That's very good and very expensive.
That's the one I bought, okay, when I had to finally replace my centrifugal one because the plastic finally broke and I had to, you know, lean on it in one hand. It was so impossible to use, and plus the blade got, you know, needed to be sharpened, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I bought the Norwalk, okay? But it's too expensive, I think. People, you have to really be a user of it,
right,
to really justify that. And I didn't want to get a, you know, Craigslist one because they've got a 14-year warranty. I mean, this thing's going to be in my estate sale, okay? I mean, you know, I just bit the bullet and got it. But if I had it to do again, I think I would not, because there is the one I'm going to email to Ruth.
Okay.
That juicer does not expose the stuff to air.
Okay.
Okay, in that spinning thing. Now, if you have no juicer, if you're not going to juice unless you use a Jack LaLanne, which is the cheapest one there, get a Jack LaLanne. I mean, you can get them for $10 at estate sales.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm looking at a Jack LaLanne one now. Are you there, Jim?
Hello?
I'm looking at the Jack LaLanne one from Costco. It's an Ultimate Power Juicer. It's $99.99.
That's not that. No. Don't buy that. Don't buy that. But buy the one I'm going to email to what's your
name. All right, then. All right.
You know, or pick one up, you know, for in the meantime, or I don't know how soon.
Well, I have a Vitamix, but I don't have a juicer.
Yeah.
But
now, you know, if you had a nut bag that you could put the stuff in and squeeze it through, that's too elaborate, you know, because that's like tertiary, you know, that's like chewing it up and then squeezing out the juice.
Right. Okay.
You know. The second main juice, when I would run out of the green drink, you know, the Greenzyme Jade, I would juice an apple, romaine lettuce, green, couple leaves of cabbage, and half of a green pepper for my green drink. And that has the bulk of what, and you can't, you know, I would juice those. Okay. But the Greenzyme is out of barley green, and it's the best. It's the barley green that Nikon picks is picked at the peak,
right,
of the enzyme. I mean, it's the best.
And that helps with J Greenzyme. I'm going to start drinking mine. I've not been drinking them, but it helps with inflammation.
Oh yes, that's a point. It is a detoxer. That green drink is a detoxer. Particularly if you mix it with your green apple, okay, Granny Smith apples.
Okay.
and romaine lettuce. And anyway, that is a wonderful snack. Okay? 8 ounces of that, and you'll say, ooh, that was good. And you'll have some energy, and you'll say, hey, is it time for a snack again? I would like some more of that.
I'm going to start doing this. I'll see what juicer you're recommending to Ruth, and
yeah.
then I'll check it out. And the other thing, have you seen the CDs and the information from the Gerson Institute?
I have everything they have.
Okay. A friend of mine copied it for me and gave it to me. And she's going to be going there, I think, in October.
If I got cancer, I'd be there.
She doesn't have cancer,
you know,
but she's thinking about going.
You know, you guys, I have to tell you, my Larry's cousin, the one that has passed away, she went there over 20 years ago when the University of Washington, with treatment, gave her 6 to 9 months to live.
Yeah.
And she went to the Gerson clinic, and she got 20 years. And when the cancer came back, I asked
her. She went off the diet.
You know, she did. She said, I got careless, Mary Lou. I just got careless. And when it came back with vengeance. So
that's how it does. Did
yeah,
she go
but,
back
you know,
to Gerson?
No, because when it came back, it was a goner. She was a goner.
Metastasized to the liver.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
They have a 40% success rate with stage 4.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, she was definitely a believer, and to the day she, you know, she did the coffee enemas constantly. But they brought, she lived in Chelan, Washington, and they've kind of feel that probably one of the reasons was that, you know, with all the orchards around her and all the spraying and all that other stuff,
yeah,
is probably one of the contributing factors, one of the reasons that she got it in the first place. But she, they would bring organic vegetables and fruits in for her and keep them in one of those cold storage places for her, because, and she had to actually hire someone to help her keep that, you know,
it's exhausting to just,
yeah.
13 glasses of juice a day, 13
yeah.
glasses of juice a day, and 6 detox. If you have
yeah.
an active metastasized cancer. So it's a full-time job, and you really need someone to help you in the beginning,
yeah.
because you're devastated by the diagnosis.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you guys my email if you ever, you know, and I could, and I'll send you directly stuff if you want, but it's PHI.
PHI?
P as in Paul, HI, 310. PHI, 310 at hotmail.com. The PHI is for Philippians 3:10. If you read the Bible, it's Philippians 3:10.
Did you know
yeah.
that apples have 25 pesticides on?
Oh, that's why I only get organic, and I have two. There are two places that will ship directly to you, local people,
really?
That will ship you what you order organic, 100% organic. If I had cancer, I wouldn't be able to shop for it. I go, as it is now, I grow it and shop for it. I wouldn't be able to grow it and shop for it. And I would have them mail it to me. You know, you can order 10 pounds of carrots and, you know, you figure out, you know, I eat half a head of lettuce a day. You know, some kind of lettuce. I mean, you know after a while how much you eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
it seemed to me, aren't the carrots at Costco organic? It seemed to me they are.
I don't know. I get the cheapest place I found to get. I don't go to Costco, but the cheapest place I found to get organic carrots is Fred Meyer. $14 for a 20-pound bag.
Now, are you a vegetarian?
No. Well,
okay,
sort of. Listen, I got diagnosed with diabetes a year and 5 months ago. And I just backed into all of this. I mean, I knew about juicing and stuff like that, but like, you know, as a worker, somebody working 60, 70 hours a week, I mean, I did what I could do, you know, and I ate terrible.
Now
But it ain't. So I just started backing into this, and it wasn't until I didn't have diabetes anymore. I mean, it was 3 months, and my A1C went down to 5.9 from 11.8. But I backed into the Gerson, and then I found the Gerson stuff, and I said, well, this is what I'm doing. And then I went into and read their stuff. But I would like you to send me whatever your friend sent you, because from Gerson, because
it was on a CD. She copied them.
Oh, okay. Forget it. You can. There are links to stuff. If you explore their website, you can see all those. You can see all those movies, and there are links on YouTube where you can see those videos. You know, or you can buy them, but you know it's easier to buy them.
Now I'm a diabetic too, and my A1C did come down from 7.3 to 7, but that's still too high on what's come down.
Listen, in San Diego, you can go in San Diego. You don't have to go to Mexico. You can take a week in San Diego. And they, you know, you can't go for treatment of disorder, but you can go to improve your health. That's what you say. That's the information you get, what you're doing. And you can learn everything you need to learn and have somebody do it for you as you watch and as you go to classes.
Where's that at?
In San Diego.
What?
Go onto the website and look, and it's a 1 week training thing.
And that's the Gerson?
GERSON.org. GERSON.org is the website. And it is, at first you think, wow, this has got a lot of stuff on it. And then, but it's got more than, there's layer after layer after layer of links on that.
Okay.
They don't sell a product.
Is it very expensive?
A week, maybe $1,500, $1,600. Mm-hmm. All your food, all the education, you know, they do it. They do it for you. The treatment in Mexico if you have it, that means you have a disease.
Okay,
cancer people. Okay, people have cancer. They go to Mexico. It's 2 weeks is the minimum. They really like 3 weeks. If I had cancer, I would stay 3 or 4 weeks because people do the stuff for you.
And I think it's like $5,000 for that.
It's $5,000, about $5,000 for 2 weeks.
And you can take someone to help you.
Pardon me?
I was told you can take someone with you.
Yeah, for free. For free.
Yeah.
Right.
My cousin, Larry's cousin, took her mother with her, and she signed for the 3 week, and actually they felt between the two of them they had enough information. They came home after 2 weeks because she felt that the rest of the money that she had to borrow money to go, and she felt
she was
going to
buy the juicer
would go
with that $5,000
with the juicer, the juicer and that stuff. So yeah, I've got to run. Great talk today. Thanks.
Thank
Joan.
You so much.
See you guys. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you,
Joan.
Joan,
I want to ask you something.
Oh, okay. Go.
When you're juicing.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you guys have been talking about cancer. Does juicing also help with the inflammation that causes fibromyalgia and all these other...
Okay, absolutely. Now, if you have a pencil, I know you hate to write things down, okay? Okay, now, they're just three words, okay? Toxins, those are bad, so that's a negative. Inhibit enzymes. Enzymes are good. Put a plus over that, okay? Okay. All of the Nikon products are focused, except for one, on flooding your body with what you need. Flooding your body with the nutrients you need. Now, all chronic disease is caused by two things, not enough nutrients and too much toxins. All is what I mean. Diabetes, okay? Diabetes is a precursor. If I had bought the story and gone on and entered into that diabetes thing and their treatment and not changed my eating habits, okay, after the side effects of two things, the medication that I was taking and my bad continued health, would have led to a second chronic disease, maybe fibromyalgia, maybe kidney stones, maybe osteoporosis, okay? All chronic diseases are caused by two things. Chronic diseases. I'm not talking about you get hit by a truck or you get injected with, you know, some virus. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about chronic. And that's inflammation. Chronic, one sign of chronic disease is inflammation. Everybody says that. Everybody says that. And all chronic diseases are caused by two things. Poor nutrition, inadequate, deficient nutrition, and toxins, eating, not eating enough good stuff and eating too much bad stuff. That's as simple as I can get it. So yes, it does help with fibromyalgia. They have successful treatment with fibromyalgia if you will do two things. Flood your body with nutrition and detox.
Now, what was the statement you said about not enough nutrition?
All chronic diseases are caused by two things. Inadequate nutrition.
Okay.
Not getting any vitamin C. Not getting enough vitamin D. Not getting enough. All those things that you take with Nikon. Not getting enough. All those things that are in good, healthy, organic vegetables. Okay, all chronic conditions are caused by two things. Not getting enough nutrition and getting too much toxin.
Did you know that almost all of the Nikon products help with inflammation?
Of course they do, because they either give you nutrition or they take out the toxins.
Right.
It's either air purification, water purification, or it's giving you good foods.
Right. I was just amazed that there was so, the Nikon is just great.
Yes, it is. Yes, because you know why? Because nobody wants to take the time to juice organic juices. Yeah. And nobody has the time. Everybody's working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. And they got 3 kids and 5 grandchildren.
Right.
You know, and they want to do what they want to do. And the wives are working, and the husbands are working. You know, people don't want to change what they eat. You know, and you can take Nikon products and still eat McDonald's.
Oh,
it's, you're not going to get the kind of results that you get if you just quit that.
Right. I don't eat at McDonald's anymore.
You know.
I haven't for a long time.
But if you look at the Gerson.org website, you can hear the testimonies and see the testimonies of people with fibromyalgia and people with diabetes even much worse and much longer than I.
And it's Gerson.org?
.org is where to start. That's the door.
Right. Okay. I've looked on the website, but I know this is what I need to do, and this is the second. It's just so much you have to do. I mean, to be quite honest. And I still have to eliminate more things out of my diet that I'm eating that I shouldn't be eating. But it's just, it takes time.
Well, it's, listen, the information that's out now about sucralose and about NutraSweet, the aspartame, how, in fact, it causes you to crave sugar.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't think any of that.
I know, that's that one thing, okay? There are tons more stuff out there that are additives that are doing that.
Oh, I know that, too. No.
So it's an uphill battle. The best you can do is to just keep taking steps, keep backing into it. Okay, so you only get 2 points a day. Great, you know?
Right.
Great, you got 2 points. You know? Tomorrow you might get 3, you know? And if you added 1 point a week in 10 months, 1 point a month.
Right.
In 10 months, you'd have them all.
And I cook things from scratch now at home.
That's the only way to do it.
That is. Nothing from a can and nothing from a box.
That's right. You know, I mean, let's just quit spending all that time reading all those I hated to go. Who wants to go to the grocery store? I mean, going to the grocery store, I just wanted to get in there, get some food, and get out, you know, because I didn't have much time. So I didn't want to read all those things. And half of them I didn't understand, and I didn't want to spend time learning about them.
I have to totally agree what you're saying.
You know, so I have a solution. Just don't buy anything processed.
Right, I agree. And then what I do is basically you eat like your grandmother or your great-grandmother ate.
Exactly.
What you would have to do. But a lot of people, if you say that to them, eat like your grandmother ate, and they'll say, well, they don't eat healthy. Well, it depends on what generation.
Well, they believe the lie. And I'm sorry to say that I have a PhD in psychology, and it is psychology that advertisers use. And, the field I got to know about, you know, is responsible for why people are, where's the meat, are eating McDonald's or Burger King.
Well, and I just don't eat out with any of the ones anymore. But if I eat a hamburger out, I go to Elevation Burger, and it's organic hamburger. But if I eat non-organic hamburger, it just makes me sick.
It makes me sick, too. I went to the fair the other day, and I took all kinds of raw vegetables with me. I just didn't want to – I thought I'd be tempted. I am telling you that there was enough oil, safflower oil in the air – that it kind of started to make me a little sick to my stomach.
You know, I used to love hot dogs, right? So I had a hot dog a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
It was just like eating, it was gross.
It's gross. It is gross. And you see what, but there are additives in that, and there are habits, your body, your habits, and it didn't taste gross, a year ago, 2 years ago.
You're right, and I've totally changed. It's like, my husband likes the Five Guys hamburgers. I can't stand the taste of it. I will have an organic, from Elevation Burger, an organic hamburger, and it's delicious. Or I'll make it myself. But I just don't. It just makes me physically, it makes me sick.
Yeah, I still use meat. I use meat as more like a spice. I mean, it's a little bit of something. You know. I still eat an egg, whatever. Or I'll go on a binge, I'll have, two or three eggs in a week, which is not, that's a binge for me. But,
right.
I mean, what can I say? I'm backing into it. I'm trying to improve.
I now understand when you say backing into it, you're getting, I know what you mean now.
I'm going baby steps, inch by inch.
Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're half baby steps.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I helped my neighbor who is obese and consuming and he's gonna die. He just had his gallbladder out. He's not healing. His liver is trashed, fatty liver. It's et cetera. At any rate, I helped him get off of, I just kept dinning him with the aspartame, and he started to see some connections. And so I got him he loves Pepsi. And I got him a Pepsi soda, and I sit it out. We're very close neighbors. I mean, we have driveways that connect. And I set it out and let it get warm and opened it up and let the bubbles go out. And I said, listen, I will buy all your sodas that you can drink as many as you want. All you have to do is drink this one soda first. You drink this non-fizzy, warm Pepsi that you love. And when you drink 8 ounces of that, if you want any more, I'll give them to you cold, free. And he got half of it drunk because it's horrible.
Really?
It's horrible. It is a horrible drink. The only thing that's good about it is it's wet, it's bubbly, and it's sugary. But when warm and no bubbly, the sugar is sickening.
Are you still there, Karen?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I better get going, but, you have so much information, Jen. I mean, it's really good.
Oh, you guys wiped me out with what your information. Listen, did you hear what she said today? She said they're glutamate receptors on the cell walls. They're glutamate receptors. You know glutamate?
Right.
What we love? What's good for us? I got to find out about that. There's always stuff in here that I I have to get something down so simple to understand it. I have to get it to a sentence that I walk around and say, toxins inhibit enzymes.
Right.
And I just repeat that, and I meditate on that, I mull that over, you know, and that's, and the whole Gerson treatment program is in that sentence. The whole Nikon product line is in that sentence. Dr., what's his name? Nehu. His research is in that sentence.
He's Dr. Nehu.
He did lactoferrin.
Oh, okay. Oh,
or
no,
Nabi.
Okay.
I'm bad on names. He's right. He's smart as a whip.
Oh, I know. He's really, I've heard him talk a couple of times. But you know,
oh, yeah.
my inflammation went down 10 points. I've been really consistent with my Nikon products.
Yeah.
And it's been 20 for a long time. It was 12 before, but that was a long time ago. And
mm-hmm.
now it's 10. I'm working on getting it lower because, my damn.
Because why?
I just need to.
What are you doing? What are you doing that you know is aggravating the inflammation?
Well, tomorrow Karen and I are going to talk about probiotics and prebiotics. Did you know prebiotics and probiotics help with inflammation?
Oh, for sure.
And that's how I've been doing. I've been upping my digestion and a Nikon. Quite honestly, I haven't been taking my digestion, but now I take it every day since April. I also take another probiotic that's not Nikon, but I know.
And the lactoferrin feeds the good bacteria starting in your gut.
Right, and that's what the prebiotic, the lactoferrin is, and that's what a prebiotic does.
You know what I would think? I mean, we all exaggerate and we know what we should do and we do it sometimes and we don't do it other times. Okay, but honestly, if you are doing some good nutrition and pretty much avoiding bad stuff and you're not, and you still have inflammation, you are toxic. Your liver is toxic. It has stored, you have stored too much toxins in your body to make use of the nutrients you're putting
in. I think
in.
You're right, and I think that might be my problem with my chemical sensitivities that I got from working in a sick building. And
oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. And you cannot, listen. Okay. The most direct way, and you should not do it without really understanding the Gerson stuff. Okay, the most direct way to detox, the most inexpensive direct way to detox is a coffee enema.
Right.
Okay? Now, it's not, you know, people don't think enemas are pleasant, but your grandmother took them, okay? At any rate, what? There is a vein, it's called the portal vein, that runs from your colon, that's the last section, the six-inch sigmoid colon, the last section of your intestine. This vein runs directly to your liver. Directly to your liver.
Oh.
So, okay, now, and that coffee enema will result, taken, okay, there are two chemicals in coffee, and it should be organic coffee only, okay, two chemicals and the caffeine, will stimulate your liver to dump bile. And when your body is stimulated to dump bile, it says, ah, I can finally clean out the closets. And with the bile comes the toxins. And it goes through your gallbladder, into your stomach, and out your poop.
Okay,
out your poop. Now, you cannot do coffee enemas without doing a lot of juices, because you will poop, okay? And that will dehydrate you. So you must drink juices or water, your Pimag water, 3 glasses of juices for every enema you take, okay? Because you will dump 3 8 ounces of diarrhea. Okay, so the first 6 won't be diarrhea, okay? But at any rate, go into the Gerson site and understand the principles.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and without detoxing, without doing something, you cannot get the body to let go of its mercury. It will not let go of it.
So do you think once I do all this, I believe my chemical sensitivities will go away?
Absolutely. Do you know that they would go away in 3 weeks, in 3 days? In 3 days they would go away? I can't believe it. You know, people on blood pressure medication, 3 days it's gone. No longer have high blood pressure. 3 days. They have to come off their medications or they'd have low blood pressure.
How do you do that if you start doing this and you're, how do you know if it's interfering with your, how do you know to go off your blood pressure with being sick?
Oh, because you have all the symptoms of low blood pressure. You stand up and you pass out.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Or because you have read, and really understand the material on the website. Your local library, for free, you can get the book where she lays out stuff. Okay? The Gersten book. You just, go on the web, go to your local library, reserve it. They'll call you when it comes in.
Okay?
Okay?
And you get the book.
Huh?
I might just go ahead and order her book.
Well, start with the website. There's so much information on the website.
Okay.
Don't buy anything until you really are going to use it.
Okay. Well, I have enough information to read, to listen to in the CDs.
Oh, yes.
So, okay.
Yeah, listen. Type 1 diabetes can be addressed. Type 1.
Wow.
Infant, child can be addressed. It's a little, it's more difficult and the success rate is not as high, you know, I want it to be good for you. Karen knows a lot. I mean, is it Karen that you're going to talk to? Who are you going to talk to on the phone?
Oh, Karen's on the phone, right?
Who were you going to talk to on the phone later this week? About detoxing or about whatever.
Oh, I had talked to a friend of mine already. She gave me the CDs.
Okay, you told me you were going to talk.
Oh, tomorrow we're going to talk about inflammation and probiotics and prebiotics.
Right. And just remember that the lactoferrin feeds the good bacteria.
Right. And I know that. I do know that. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to have a test.
Okay.
We're going to have a test right now. I'm just trying to help you learn. It's hard to get it into our brains. There is a sentence. It has three words in it. Tell me that sentence.
All right, I read my notes here.
No. Try to pull it up. This is Joan's sentence. What is it? I say it all the time.
Oh, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay, now let me help you.
Toxins inhibit enzymes.
Right. Okay, now let's just pause a second and think. There are three parts to that sentence. Toxins, they're bad.
Right.
Bad things hurt good things. Toxins inhibit enzymes. Now let's just think. Let's think this through again, okay? Enzymes are all the good things you're flooding your body with and paying, $25 a month on auto ship for.
Right.
Okay? They're the good things. You need them. You can't buy them in processed food. Okay?
Not at all.
You need them. Okay? Okay? They're good. Now, toxins, they're bad. They're free radicals. They're bad. Toxins inhibit the good stuff.
Right.
Okay. Now, nutrients, that's the juicing. That's the taking. Flooding your body with Nikon products or flooding your body with organic juices. That's Gerson. Okay. Flooding your body with nutrients is one step of healing. It does no good or little good if you don't stop the toxins from inhibiting all those enzymes you're taking.
So you're really just canceling them out if you eat something bad.
You what?
you're canceling out the good enzymes.
Exactly. Bingo, 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 bingo. And it's worse than that. If you eat something bad, like you're inorganic, and you know we're exposed, we get some bad stuff every day.
Right.
It's worse than that because your body has been eating bad stuff when it was 10, that it could, let's take mercury or some exposure to some whatever, and your body could not dump it, and so it stored it, and you had a big, beautiful, yummy liver that had so many closets in it. It stored it, okay?
Right.
Because surely later, this woman is going to give me a chance to clean my closet out. But she never did. So you stored it, and you stored it, and you stored it. And your body's adjusting. It says, oh, well, I got to walk with this crippled leg, you know? So, but, and one of the things it does is inflammation, okay? One of the side effects of toxins inhibiting enzymes is inflammation. That's a side effect of toxins inhibiting enzymes.
Right.
Okay, so you have to do something. You have to bring in the movers, okay?
Right.
To open the closet doors in the liver and kidney, and it's in your fat cells. Do you know, patients at Western, I worked at Western State Hospital, patients that had taken lithium for years, and, okay, which has a lethal dose of twice the therapeutic dose. It is a real killer, and it causes liver cancer. Everyone that takes it, take lithium long enough, you get liver cancer because it's stored. It's a toxin stored in your liver, so your liver's full. Okay, at any rate, the and thyrosine. Anyway, they're antipsychotic medications
right.
that your liver tries to get rid of, you know, and what the docs do to get the right dose, they overpower your liver. That's how they do it. They keep increasing the dose until your liver can't get rid of it, and it's in the bloodstream. And then it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and you stop hallucinating, or you stop this, or you stop that, okay? Now, what your body does in trying to get rid of the toxins is store it, it sweats it out, it tries to sweat it out, it tries to poop it out, it stores it in the liver, it stores it in the fat, it stores in adipose tissue, it stores it any place it can to get it out of your system because it's a toxin.
Right.
It's a poison. Okay, now you lose weight. There were patients that died from overdose of medication when they didn't have an overdose administered to them, but they happened, life happened that they began to lose weight rapidly. And when they lost that fat, when the body said, look, we need calories, we got to eat fat, the toxins were stored in the fat. And the toxins was the medication that they'd been on for 20 years. And it overdosed them and they died.
See, I'm really still, even though I've lost 44 pounds, I am just way too fat. I know I need to get the fat off of me. And that's what I'm really working at. And
well, I would not get the fat off of you until I, and unless I was detoxing at the same time, because what you will impossibly be doing is dumping into your bloodstream all the toxins
right.
that are in the fat. And if you're not getting that out of your bloodstream by detoxing with coffee enemas and the detox product, you will poison yourself again. It's like re-eating the stuff, but in a concentrated dose.
What's the detox product that you're talking about?
Nikon has, it's a liver support.
Oh, okay, I got you. Right, okay.
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 Yeah, your liver, okay. When you get cancer, they call it stage 4, when it has metastasized to the liver. You're dead. You're dead when it's metastasized to the liver.
Right.
Medicine says you're dead. That's what they say. They quit, okay? When your cancer has metastasized to your liver, they quit. Because your liver is your detoxer.
Right.
And when you have so, liver cancer is a killer. Anybody with liver cancer, okay? They've got one choice only. Gerson, one choice. There's only one choice, Gerson or death. You know, Gerson or Ryder will.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what was I? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what I was saying. Oh, gee.
I have a lot of. I better get busy.
Yeah. So you, what you need to do is to back into it. You